Hello, my name's Lynn King. I worked at Coventry Cathedral as a cleaner, and I was the one that discovered a fire in 2001. I could hear smoke and crackling, and as I turned the corner to the left, which was by the Song School, there was a big ball of smoke coming down. I knocked the door at the Song School because the choristers was inside practising. The practising was so loud that they wouldn't have heard it. I alerted him and I just told him, without panicking, evacuate the Song School, there's a fire upstairs. Rupert just got hold of the boys and we led them through and led them through to the street, so everybody was safe by then. But it wasn't till afterwards that you realise how much damage it could have done, or at that moment in time it had done, to the tapestry. The tapestry was damaged because of the smoke, but at least everybody downstairs, there was nothing touched downstairs, so the cathedral could still carry on, apart from, as I say, upstairs and to the tapestry. The whole of the cathedral, you couldn't see anything because of the smoke, and you couldn't see the tapestry. You could see how it got smoke damaged. It was horrendous, really, the smoke. I was in the right place at the right time, so to speak. I was glad to be part of the cathedral at the time. Well, I was pulled from pillar to post with one of the canners, Andrew White. He got me out into the radio station van and I was pulled here and there. Then I did have an absolute beautiful big bouquet off the choristers' mums and, you know, thanked me for saving their lives, which perhaps I did. It was an emotional moment. My name's been put on the Millennium screen by an unknown benefactor, which is absolutely lovely. It's on the second panel down, so you'll be able to see it. That's lovely. So whenever I do go down, I see my name on there.